Hi, Anthony. This is Nadine Medina. I apologize that I missed your call. I was calling you back. How are you?
I'm good.
So, on your voicemail, you mentioned that you got the general liability insurance for Anthony's Carpentry?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Good. So, the next steps would be you pay the $250 application fee. I was saying what the next steps are. To get it started, you pay the $250 application fee. Okay. I send you the application. You're going to fill it out. You're going to upload your certificate of liability insurance, right?
Okay.
It's called the COI. So once you fill out the application and you submit it, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay. Now, I will tell you this. The approval, I always say it takes 4 to 8 weeks, but you know, Anthony, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you submit your application and how quickly you respond to your background check. So once you get approved, okay, we call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads in 3 days, or unless you tell us activate them now or activate them next week, right? So you're not paying for the leads yet until you get approved first and we notify you. So right now, the only thing you would be paying is the application fee. I'm going to send you the application and then schedule a client interview with our Google Guaranteed team member to go over any additional questions with you. Okay.
So someone's going to call from Google, or what's going to be?
How it works is, no, it'll be all Local Splash. Local Splash is going to be managing it all for you. So Google has two companies. One is called Pinkerton. The other company is called Evident ID. So when we know who's going to run your background check, we're going to notify you because you're going to get an email or you're going to get a text message from one of those companies that's going to ask you to verify who you are. One of them might say, send us a front and back copy of your driver's license, okay, so that they're verifying it's you. The other one might give you steps to follow, like put your birth date, put your name, because they're identifying that it's you. We'll let you know who it is, so this way you're aware that you're going to be getting like an email from Pinkerton, or it's going to be Evident ID that's going to be sending you something, okay? And then Local Splash, our company is going to manage all of this for you, okay? So you're still dealing with Local Splash. We're doing all the management.
Okay.
You ready to get it started, the process?
Well, send me an email. I'd try to see how hard it is to fill that application.
Yeah, the application, it's a real simple application. Anthony, it's going to ask you, like, what's your business name? What year did you establish the business, right? It's going to ask you who's the primary business owner. It's going to ask you what's your birth date. It'll ask you if you have an EIN. What's your social? If you don't have a social security number, but you have an EIN or an ITIN, you're going to use that.
I got both.
Perfect. Yeah, so there's a part that will ask you for your social security number, and then there's a part that asks you for the EIN. The other question
so
it will ask
like,
you.
Should I put EIN better or both, or what's the...
There's two sections. One is going to ask you, do you have an EIN? Put the EIN number there. The one that's asking you for the social security number, you're going to put your social security number there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a really simple application. I promise you. It is nothing complicated. I promise. Okay.
Okay.
Are we going
to... Put me the email then with application and
I'll send it to you once I process the payment. I'm going to send you the application while you and I are on the phone, so that way you can open it and I'll show you how you fill it out. It's really simple, Anthony, I promise you. It's not complicated. Okay. Are we using the same card, Anthony, that's on file? It only shows me that it's a Visa that ends with 0928.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same card?
I'm going to give you the, hold on.
Okay.
So it's 250 round sum?
250 is all you're paying today. One-time application fee. You don't ever pay that again. And you're not going to pay for any leads, okay, until you get approved and we call you to let you know of the approval.
Okay.
And when to activate your leads, okay? You did get the first email I had sent you, right?
And then a certificate of insurance I should put on that form too?
Yeah, you're just going to upload the picture of your certificate of liability insurance. That's it. You don't need to put a license because a license is not required for general contractors.
I think I got it in my email. I got to check it out.
Yeah. It's just one paper. Usually that's what you'll have. It's just one paper that we need. We don't need all the insurance papers. We give you even an example of it. You got your insurance quick, huh? You got your insurance fast.
Yeah. So
you're a businessman. You don't wait around, huh? Anthony, so you know the Visa that ends with 0928? You said you're going to give a different card number?
Yeah.
For the application fee? Okay. So do you want me to put this other card number back? Are we only going to charge the application fee on this new card you're giving me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
so
for
then,
application. Yeah,
yeah
then,
just
then,
for
then,
the application.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
no worries.
The same.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second here, okay? Okay, I just want to make sure that I update it. What's the name on this new card that you're going to give me just for the application fee?
My name, I mean.
Which is Anthony Carla Iuna?
Yeah, Antanas Karalunas, yeah.
Is it, but do you spell it, Anthony? How do you spell it?
A-N-T-A-N-A-S.
Antanas?
Yeah.
So it's A-N like Nancy, T like Tom,
yeah.
And then A-N-A-S. And then your last name, how do you say that? Carla, Calayuna?
Caraluna, yeah. Caraluna, yeah.
K-A-R-L-A?
A-L-I-U-N-A-S.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so it's K-A-R-L-I.
A-L-I.
Oh, Caralunas.
Yeah.
K-A-R-A. Gara and then L-I-U-N-A-S, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What origin is that? Do you mind if I ask?
It's Lithuanian.
Lithuanian. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. But you go by Anthony, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I was like, because I was wondering, I'm like, wait a minute. You're like, no, that's not my name. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Caralunas is almost like, kind of has like kind of Spanish in a way, right?
It sounds Greek. Greek things has a lot of similarities.
Yeah, sounds Greek too. Yeah, it does sound Greek.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this, is it the same billing address? The 8143 Thomas Street? The same address?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a Visa? MasterCard, American
Visa,
Express,
Visa.
What's the number?
4430 450-4659-4114.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
It's scheduled for 327.
Okay. And what's the CVV code on the back?
984.
984?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me just a second here because I'm going to be updating it. And then once we process the payment, I'll make sure the other card goes back on because this one's just for the one time. How's your weather over there?
It's actually perfect. That's the way I like
it. Is it? Oh, how many degrees?
Like 80 degrees sunny, and that's the way I like it. Not too hot, not too cold.
Not too hot, not too cold, not too windy.
Yep.
Wow, that's good. I know. We're having a heat wave over here in California. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, I don't know about those heat. I was in Houston in June, beginning in June, business trip.
Oh, were you visiting?
It was so hot there. I mean, oh, I thought I couldn't live there.
You know, we had, last week, we had rain. And you know when there's rain, it is so humid. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. Ugh, the weather is just like, oh my gosh, I would rather have dry desert heat than humidity. Humidity is terrible for the hair.
When it's, you know, Chicago sometimes gets humid too, you know, it's from the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But you got perfect weather right now. Lucky.
But now I stay second week in a row. I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, well, good for you. Yeah. Good for you. So you should have gotten, I'm going to email you right now the application while we're on the phone. Okay, Anthony?
Okay.
Give me 1 second here, and then we're going to go over some notes. And I want to give you time to get that application filled out and submitted. How does your schedule look on Tuesday? Are you pretty open for Tuesday, like for a 30-minute phone call with my technician for Google Guarantee?
Yeah, just text me or something. Let me know when you're going to be calling because, I don't know, I get receiving so many calls.
Yeah, well, so what I want to do is take a look first and see what time's going to work best for you, okay? And then we'll pick a time, and then, and then the team will reach out to you. I just want to make sure that, you know, it's a time that's going to work for you, okay? So give me 1 second here while I send out this application to you. And then let's take a look here. Okay, so let's see. Okay. So I just sent you the application, okay, Anthony? It went to you in an email and in a text message. I just sent the email right now.
You got it. I'm waiting.
Give it a couple minutes. And then let me put here. I sent, I'll tell you what email I sent it to. I sent it to the antcarpentry@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that other card number on you? I want to confirm that I have the right number to put it back to the old card that you had.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. What's the card number? Just so I make sure that I put the correct one back on file. Because it only showed me the 0928.
4034-9100.
Mm-hmm.
43.
Mm-hmm.
4367.
Yeah. And then 0928.
Yeah.
Okay. And it expires March of 28, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the CVV is 442, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just updated it, so that card went back on. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go over some notes. Let's take a look at the appointments for Tuesday. Do you want something later in the afternoon? Like, say, I can get an appointment for you on Tuesday. Whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. So I have a 4 to 4:30, 4:30 to 5, 5 to 5:30.
That's your time or my time?
No, your time. Your time.
Oh, okay, my time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Which is the alias you mentioned?
There's 4, 4:30, 5, 5:30.
Let's do 4 then.
4 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a 30-minute, like we call it a client onboarding. So it's basically just our technician here at Local Splash is going to go over your application with you and any additional questions that you have, okay?
Okay.
And if I'm not on a phone call, Anthony, I'm going to be the one to introduce you to the technician, okay? If I am not available, they won't wait to call you. They will call you directly. They won't wait for me. They'll just go ahead and call you, okay? So I'll try to do my best. Hopefully I'm not in a meeting or on another call.
Okay.
So let me send you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you at that time. And then let me just go here and go over some quick notes with you, and then you'll be all set. Are you doing anything for the weekend, for the holiday? No big plans?
I don't know.
No barbecuing?
Gonna have some fun, yeah, around my...
Good. Relax.
Venues, some like concerts, so I'm going to maybe go there. Enjoy evening.
Yeah, good. Maybe don't work for a day and relax, huh?
Yep.
Yes, very good.
That's the plan.
Right? It's important. You know, I understand being a business owner and having to always work, right? But you got to also be able to take time to enjoy your family because time flies, you know?
Yeah.
And our children grow up so fast. I'm a grandma now, so. So it's not, you know, my babies aren't babies no more. I love my grandbabies. My kids say that we love them more than we love them. And I said, no, it's just different. You know what I mean?
Well, they
I show your hours of operation. Are you always Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay. And Sunday is closed.
Yeah.
Day of rest.
Yeah.
I tell my husband we shouldn't be doing anything on Sundays but going to church. And then spending time with family. Anthony, so, you know,
yes.
How far do you want to target? Are there counties or cities, or do you want to give that on Tuesday to the technician to let them know what areas you want to target?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let the technician
know.
That you'll let them know. So you could target like counties, you could target cities, you could target zip codes, like especially if you know areas that you want to be found in. We'll provide, I'm going to let them know.
Well, if I know the names, like, you know, like.
Yeah, if you know the name of the city, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or even the county, yeah, you can do that. That's not a problem. Okay.
It's like, you know, I live in Cook County.
Uh-huh.
The next stage is DuPage County, and there are some cities there, like, you know, Woodridge or...
Yeah. So when you have the client interview, just let the technician know, like, hey, these are the areas that I want, and then they'll notate it, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'll put it in my... I think good. About it, and I put, like, you know...
Yeah, yeah. This way you have the weekend to gather it, okay? And then now you have, like... Let me see here. Hold on one second. Let me just make sure I notate this correctly. Okay, I have your Google Business profile right here. So those same reviews that you have on your Google Business profile are also going to show on your Google Guaranteed. Okay, you have 6 reviews right now. Those are also going to show on your Google Guaranteed profile.
Okay.
Okay,
I got the email.
Good, you got the application. Okay, we'll open it up in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just putting here, you're a current client. Now, the background check, like I said, our team will let you know. Once we know if it's Pinkerton or Evident ID, we'll call you to notify you, hey, Anthony, be on the lookout. Evident ID is going to send you something. So this way you're looking for that email or that text message, okay? And then you have your insurance. And then let's see here.
So I should provide insurance to the people they call, call tomorrow, or should I just put it somewhere?
No, you're going to upload it on the application. When you fill out the application, you're just going to upload it there, okay, the picture. And then we'll have that, okay? And then, Anthony, so once you get approved, okay, Google will notify us where they call it max bidding, where you might qualify. So max bidding means you could choose to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top. Google will notify us of that, okay? So can you open up the application? I'm going to point out some things to you so this way you know how to answer it, okay?
Okay,
so let me open up the application with you. So this way I can tell you. It's like I said, it's really simple. But when you fill out the application, Anthony, it says, what's your first and last name? Okay, put your name, your legal name. Okay, what's your email address? What's your business name? Okay, how do you have it listed on the insurance? Anthony's Carpentry?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. When it says, what's your business's physical address? I believe it's your home address, so you'll just put that there. Okay?
Yeah.
What year was the business established? Put the year that you started the business. Number 6, you're going to put your EIN number. Okay? 7, what is the state of incorporation? That's Illinois. Okay, so you just put IL. Now, it's going to ask you right here on number 8, provide a copy of the certificate of insurance document. Do you see the example right underneath of it, the one that says sample? We need that page. That's it. Okay?
Just provide a copy of the certificate of insurance.
Yeah. So the one that says sample, that's the page that we're talking about. We just need you to upload it where it says drag and drop files here. Just upload it there. Okay? What is the business license? This does not apply to you. So underneath, do you see where it says, note that the business license referred here is related to any industry-specific requirements. This is not related to your taxpayer identification number. If a business license is not applicable, not required, enter N and then that line A. That means that it's not applicable. You don't need a license for your industry for Google Guaranteed. Okay? So you just put NA. Number 10.
NA. Okay.
Number 10, you're going to put NA because it has to do with business license and it's not required for you to have a business license. Okay? For Illinois, they don't require that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're going to skip number 11. On number 12, you're going to skip that. You don't have to answer number 13. That's optional. You can skip it. And you can skip number 14. Okay? Now, where it says, now on number 15, what is the business's monthly budget? I put that in the email. 836. Okay, you're going to type that there. Yeah. Now on 16, you can add the cities or the counties right here that you want your business to service. Okay, you can add some of them on here. On number 17, what's the total number of business owners? One. Okay. Number 18, what is the total number of field workers? Okay, it just has to do with your employees that are not owners. Zero. Because what happens, Anthony, if you put that you have one employee, they're going to want all their information to run a background check on them. They only want to run a background check on the person that's doing the bidding and collecting the money from that client, which is you, right? Not anybody else, okay? So on number 18, you'll put zero, okay? Number 19, what is the primary business owner's name? How your name shows on your social security, you're going to write it exactly that same way on number 19. Okay?
Okay.
On number 20, that's where you put your social security number. Okay?
Okay.
21, you're going to put your birth date. Okay? And
okay.
Then 22, 23, 24 and 25, that has to do with field workers, employees. That does not apply to you. So on 20, 22, 23, 24 and 25, you're going to put N/A and then just submit. Very simple. Okay. And then that's it. And then on Tuesday, we'll call you between 4 and 4:30 your time. It'll be from the 877 number. So, Anthony, just make sure that you answer your calls within that hour. Okay?
Hold on, Michael. I just got in my head everything now. Maybe I should mark all them. All those.
Yeah. You can.
And me, because I forgot, and I have a bad year at this mark.
And if you get stuck on something, you can call me on Monday. On Monday morning, I'm working just a couple of hours on Monday morning. I know it's a holiday, but I chose to work a few hours. So I'll actually be working here. I would say I'll be here 7 to 9, which will actually be 9 to 11 your time. I'll be here on Monday.
Okay, so I get ready. If I have some doubts or something, I just
call me.
Call me.
Yeah, call me if anything, okay? And then you have a driver's license or a U.S. passport, right? Just in case. Because what will happen, Anthony... They'll ask you, they might ask you for the front and back copy of your driver's license when they're running your background check to confirm it's you, okay?
Okay.
Or you could use your U.S. passport, whatever you have, okay? I'm super excited for you, Anthony. Thank you so much for calling. And if anything, I'm here until 4 o'clock, which is 6 o'clock your time. And then Monday, I'm here 9 to 11.
Which number should I use?
You could use the 877 number and just put in my extension 623, and you'll get me.
Okay.
The way you called earlier?
Okay.
Yeah, I got the voicemail.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you, Anthony. Bye.
Bye.